Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and on today's show, I'll be talking with Ashley Smith Robinson, a woman who became known as the Atlanta hostage hero in 2005. That's because she was taken hostage by murderer Brian Nichols, but convinced him to surrender by talking to him about God's purpose for his life. We'll be chatting about that life-changing encounter, as well as the new movie about the incident called Captive. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi. In March 2005, Brian Nichols escaped from custody in an Atlanta courthouse, killed four people in the process, and made his way to a local community where he took Ashley Smith Robinson hostage in her own home. Ashley was a single mother, already struggling with a drug addiction problem, and this incident might have pushed her over the edge, but instead, it had the opposite effect. While in that house with Nichols, Ashley grew more determined than ever to get her life back on track. She also convinced Nichols to surrender to police after reading him passages from Rick Warren's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Ashley's story has now been turned into a movie called Captive, and Captive is also the name of her book about the experience. So to tell us more, I'm pleased to welcome to Christopher Close-Up, Ashley Smith Robinson. Hey, Ashley, thanks so much for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, for people who see the movie Captive, which I saw and it's outstanding, they're going to get a sense of the things that happened in your life before Brian Nichols took you hostage. But I want to talk about some of those details first, because you also wrote about them in your book, which is also called Captive, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. What was your background at the time in terms of faith? Because God and faith do play a role in this movie.
They certainly do. Well, my background at that time, I was actually struggling. I'll give you a little bit of further background. I was raised in a Christian home. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 7 years old. I mean, we went to church every time the doors were open. I went to private Christian school up until high school. And high school is when my life kind of began to change. Mm-hmm. I began to kind of chase the ways of the world. I got involved with drugs, sex, and, you know, all of those things that you chase, that people chase lots of times in their late teens, early 20s. And so I would say that at the time Brian Nichols held me hostage, I was kind of fighting a spiritual warfare. I had strayed from my Christian beliefs and that path of life and was kind of dancing with the devil, for lack of better words.
Okay. Well, at one point, you started going out with Max Smith, you got pregnant, and the two of you got married. How did those events impact where you saw your life going and maybe what your family expected of you?
Well, my family, of course, they didn't approve of me getting pregnant, then getting married, but they were accepting of it.
Mm-hmm.
Max, he did lead quite a party lifestyle that I did also. But once our daughter Paige was born, we tried to start to settle down a little bit and be decent parents, if not good parents. He owned a construction business, and I just stayed at home and took care of our home and our daughter. So, Mac was making what he thought was a good life for us, and I don't know. I can't say that he wasn't. Now, we did still have some partying left in us, and we went out partying once or twice every week. And unfortunately, one of those nights led to, a life-changing event for myself.
Yeah.
And for our daughter.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that, because your husband was murdered, and that really affects your psyche, as we see in the movie Captive.
Well, like I said, we were trying to be good parents, but we were in our early 20s, and partying was something that we did. And one night we went out to party and have what we thought was a good time, and Mac ran into some ex-friends, and long story short, they got in a fight and they stabbed him in the heart.
Wow. And
about 2 minutes after he was stabbed, he lay bleeding and died in my arms. And it was very traumatizing and life-changing for me, because Mac was not only my husband, but he was my best friend.
Yeah.
And he was the man that provided everything for me. And he was my little girl's father. you know, he had really become everything in the world to me. So to have him loving on me 1 minute and then completely gone the next was very hard for me to deal with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to Ashley Smith. She's the author of the book Captive, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. And she's also the subject of the new movie called Captive, starring David Oyelowo and Kate Mara. How old was Paige when all this happened? I mean, did she understand what was going on, or was she still too young?
There's not much that she remembers about her father.
Okay.
But there is not a day that goes by that this child does not miss her daddy and sure. having him in her life.
Right, right. Well, now in 2005, it's the time we see in the movie Captive that you write about. It's Brian Nichols escaped from an Atlanta courthouse. Tell us what happened with him and how he got involved in your life.
Well, of course, that's national news, knowing that he, Brian Nichols, escaped from the courthouse. He killed the judge, a court reporter, and two other officers. And he was on the loose for a whole solid day. During the nighttime is when I encountered him. I was at my home and had gone out for some cigarettes. And he pulled up right about the time that I was walking outside, and he followed me up to my door and basically put a gun to me and took me hostage inside my home. I did not know who he was at first.
Okay, so you hadn't been really keeping up with the news at the time.
Well, you know, I had watched the news, mm-hmm. But I really wasn't paying much attention to it. So he had a cap pulled down over his eyes, and so he kind of made himself look unfamiliar.
Okay.
At least to the mugshot.
Yeah.
But when he took his hat off, I did know who he was. He gave me a couple clues and asked me if I had been watching the TV in the whole courthouse, and I knew that it was him then.
Sure. Well, what went through your mind in those first few minutes and everything? Did you think this was the end? Were you trying to hatch an escape plan, or were you just kind of taking it by moment?
I was taking it moment by moment, but the first thing that crossed my mind was, I'm going to die. And this is what I deserve. I told you that I was fighting a spiritual battle at that point in my life, spiritual warfare. And I was in the midst of a meth addiction and also trying to put my life back together because I wanted to be Paige's mom and I wanted just to be a better person. And I was tired of living like that. So, I felt like I kept playing games with God, saying, please change my life. And then when God went to change my life, I would do drugs again or whatever. So I did feel like that is what I deserved, was death, and that God was done with me.
Well, because we see this encounter between you and Brian in the movie, between Brian and Ashley in the movie, played by David Oyelowo and Kate Mara. How did the two of you, it's almost like you came to see each other as human beings instead of just as, you know, people in a hostage situation. How did that happen?
Well, there was a life-changing decision that I made during that night. And after I chose to make that decision, I really believe that God completely took control of my life. You know, the world likes to tell us that we have to look a certain way and talk a certain way and act a certain way before God will love us. But I realized that night that God loved me in my brokenness. And really what he wanted from me was my brokenness, so he could change me and make me different. And I believe that God helped me see that Brian Nichols was a sinner saved by God's grace, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
When I gave him my brokenness.
Right. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the stories of Flannery O'Connor, but she was a Southern writer whose characters often had to encounter threats or even occasions of violence in order to move out of the sin they were steeped in. And that's kind of the impression I got when I was watching this movie. Did you really need this kind of world-shaking event, you think, to move you past the drug addiction?
My family thinks so, definitely. Yes, I actually do, because I was put in a jail, mental institution. I got into a serious car accident that put me in intensive care for 3 weeks.
Wow.
I had lost custody of my daughter. I had lost my husband to death. You know, I all of these things happened in my life, and I still didn't change. And so, I think that I needed this. And more importantly, I think really that I needed to see that God was going to reach down into the pits of hell that my life had become. Mm. And he pulled me out of it, and that in itself told me that he loved me and that there was something worth living for and that I needed to get my act together and start living that way.
Right, right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to Ashley Smith Robinson. She's subject of the new movie Captive, starring David Oyelowo and Kate Mara. The website for the movie is captivethemovie.com. Now, how did Rick Warren's bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, enter the picture? Because that was really something that changed Brian Nichols' life, too.
Well, I had actually been reading The Purpose-Driven Life. I told you guys that I was fighting the spiritual warfare. And in the midst of my addiction to meth, a couple of weeks before the Brian Nichols event happened, mm-hmm. I had gone to church. And it was there at church that I saw this book, and on the front of it said, "What on earth are we here for?" And that's really a question that I needed answering. So I picked up that book and I took it home and I began to read it. And that's kind of how it came into play in my life. During the night when I was held captive, I made the life-changing decision in my life. And after I made that decision, I decided that I needed to back it up with some scripture mm-hmm. or something, close to God. And so I asked Brian Nichols if I could read, and he told me I could. And so I picked up The Purpose-Driven Life, and I began to read it.
Right, right. And why do you think it resonated with him? Was that something he was missing in his life also, that sense of purpose?
I honestly can't speak for him, but I know that he expressed to be a Christian or a believer as well. Mm-hmm. And he too said that he was fighting a spiritual warfare. And so I think he and I were just both two people that were lost and trying to find their way back to God.
Right.
I think it resonated with him because, the purpose-driven life is all about what we're here for. And I'm sure he wanted to know what his purpose was also, since he had been locked up for many months and now was on the loose.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was trying to figure that out as well.
Right, right. How did your family react when they found out about the hostage ordeal? And I mean, you finally got out of it. And what was the reaction of your family and your friends and your daughter? Did they realize what was going on at the time?
Of course, I called my mother the next day and told her everything that was happening, and she called my aunt, who actually had custody of my little girl,
mm-hmm.
And my aunt, who had been up all night listening to the news or watching the news about Brian Nichols. When my mom told her that Brian Nichols had held me hostage all night, my aunt's first reaction was, "Oh my gosh, how does she know him? Like,
yeah.
How did she get in this kind of trouble?"
Oh, okay.
But then they began to realize that that I did not know him, and it wasn't that kind of trouble that I was in, but actually that he had held me captive against my own will. And of course, they loved me and welcomed me with open arms. And when I got back to my family's home, I heard my little girl ask my grandpa, "Papa, why is Mommy on the computer?" Of course, because my picture was all over the computer.
Yeah.
And my grandpa said something to the effect of, "Well, the world thinks your mommy's a hero, and maybe she is." And so, it took a long time for my family to really see that I was truly changed.
Mm-hmm.
But rightfully so, because I had hurt them in many ways. But they began to see that I made a true change and that my life was different, and I've tried to make good choices ever since.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to Ashley Smith Robinson. She's subject of the movie Captive, also wrote a book called Captive, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. Now, at what point did you connect with Rick Warren and let him know how big a difference he made in your life through this book?
I connected with him a couple of months after, kind of when I was in the process of writing my book at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually met him for the first time on the Oprah Winfrey Show, which she surprised me, and I got to meet him there.
Okay.
So we spent some time, a couple hours having dinner, and a couple of different occasions just speaking. And he was very instrumental in helping me know that God gave me a story to tell, and I needed to be bold and tell it and make sure I didn't leave God out of it.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, that story is now being told on the big screen in the movie Captive, starring David Oyelowo and Kate Mara. How did you feel about the movie being translated to the big screen? Because I interviewed Brian Bird a few months ago. He's the screenwriter of the movie, and he said he's been trying to tell his story for a number of years. So how was it working with him and just getting this movie made?
You know, it has been 10 years. From where someone in Hollywood expressed an interest to make the story into a film. And we've had some ups and downs, and we've had some times where we thought it was going to be a Lifetime movie, or it was going to be this or that, and all of those things fell through. And from the very beginning, I've always been, you know, flattered that they wanted to make a movie out of it. But most importantly, the only reason that I wanted a movie to be made was that it would help other people. You know, I wanted it to have the true story of God's grace in it, mm-hmm. the redemption part of it. And I had, you know, no desire to make it into anything other than something that represents God and gives him the glory for everything. So that is exactly what Captive has done. Everyone involved seems to be 110%. Their heart is in this film, and it really has touched, I think, even the people that have worked on the film.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason alone, I am very happy with Captive and what it's going to bring to the world.
Right, right. I'm talking to Ashley Smith Robinson. She's subject of the movie we're talking about. It's called Captive. She's played by Kate Mara in the movie. Brian Nichols is played by David Oyelowo, who you probably know from the movie Selma. He played Martin Luther King Jr. Now, when I interviewed Brian, he was talking about you, and he also mentioned that you do some work with a group called Celebrate Recovery. Tell me about what do they do? How did you connect with them?
I partook in Celebrate Recovery and from about 2007 until 2009.
Mm-hmm.
The church home that we went to, a church that we went to in Gainesville, Georgia, when we lived there, they had the program, and my husband and I were leaders of the newcomers group. And so that was a part of our life then, and that's how it came into play.
Okay, and what does Celebrate Recovery do? It works with female addicts, is that it?
No, they actually work with both male and female.
Okay.
And it's not just drug addicts. They work with people that have all different kinds of hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
I'm talking to Ashley Smith Robinson about her book and movie, Captive, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. I mean, if anybody listening right now is struggling with addiction, what would your message to them be?
And I think I touched on it a little bit earlier, but the world likes to make us believe that we have to look a certain way and act a certain way before God will love us. And mm-hmm. that could be nothing further from the truth. I think that God wants to meet us in our brokenness, and he wants to rescue us from the hurts that we have. And, you know, I think if God did it for me, then he would do it for anybody. And it's really never too late to just surrender and give it to God.
Yeah.
From my experience, I've realized and understood and experienced, actually, that there's nothing that I can do to make God not love me. And he was willing and waiting for me just to turn my life over to him so
yeah.
that he can allow his will to happen in my life.
Right. Well, along those same lines, I mean, have you forgiven Brian Nichols for what he did to you? Not in the sense that you're okay with what he did to you, because that's not really what forgiveness is. It's more about letting go of the burden of resentment. Have you gone through that in regard to Brian Nichols at all?
I forgave him a long time ago.
Okay.
You know, he was a sinner saved by God's grace, just the same way I was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it boils down to it, God loves him the same way he loves me. We made mistakes, both of us. You know, my mistakes started with choosing drugs over my daughter. And, you know, you name it, I made it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, his taking me hostage, and he scared me,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't harm me in any way. And so I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful that I'm given a chance to try to be a positive influence on society. and be a part of my daughter's life and have a family. So that's what I'm grateful for today.
Yeah, well, and I should point out that because you've mentioned your family, that you did start, in a way, a new life because you got remarried, you have more children now. How is this new life you're leading different from, you know, the one you led, say, 10, 20 years ago in terms of your approach to the ordinary things of life, of just loving family and friends and kids and everything?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, I put God first because that's where he needs to be. And there's not anything I can get through, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, without him. He leads me through and takes me where I need to be. My family is, after God, is the most important thing. Nothing comes above that. You know, I have a husband who is supportive and has kind of been on the same path in the past as me, and so we keep each other accountable, and we do life together. My kids, you know, they are absolutely so important to me, and I'm honest with my kids about the past and the choices that I made, and in hopes that they don't make the same decisions. You know, I'm probably a little bit harder on my kids than some parents are, just simply because I don't want them to make the same mistakes. You know, the world has a really easy way of making kids, youth, believe that certain things are fun. And you know what? They might be fun and they might make you feel good at first, but when it turns into something you have to do to survive, or that's all you care about is living for drugs or whatever those bad decisions may be, then it's not fun anymore. And so I just watch my kids like hawks. I pray to God for exposure, and he always exposes them to me if they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And you know, after my husband and my kids, of course, my extended family, and I don't know, I try to make better choices and live my life for God these days than like before.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like you're definitely being a role model for your kids, and you know, admitting that you made mistakes is I think good for them, because they get to see that mistakes can be overcome, and I think your life is a testimony to that.
And I try to tell them too today, just because God is Lord of my life and I put him first doesn't mean that I don't make bad choices sometimes now. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. I'm just glad he has me on a different path.
Right, right.
Today.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'm talking to Ashley Smith Robinson. She's subject of the new movie called Captive. I just want to touch on one other thing about the movie, because at the end of the movie, I thought it was a nice touch. It's dedicated to the memory of the people that Brian Nichols killed. And I know I read that you befriended some members of their families. So tell me a little bit about them and what those relationships did for you.
I actually reached out to each different family that lost someone. Mm-hmm. And I became somewhat close with Candy Wilhelm, who was the wife of one of the agents that was killed, and Claudia Barnes, who was the wife of the judge that was killed. And it was very important to me that I have their support, have their acceptance, because, you know, I've been on the side of the fence where your family member is brutally taken from you, and it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts, and it doesn't feel good. It makes you mad, and all of these different emotions. So I wanted to be there for them in that sense. But, you know, I struggled with being this lonely widow drug addict mom, and I was the one that was saved, as opposed to a well-respected judge in the community and a court reporter that baked cookies for everyone. And, you know, it was hard for me to deal with. But having reassurance from both of those two women tell me that they're proud of me. I mean, even last week I got calls or texts or Facebook messages from both of them saying, well, you know, we're so proud of you. We're happy that you're doing what you're doing, and just keep it up. And so just knowing that that a part of their family members is being lived out by some type of legacy that I'm trying to leave. Mm-hmm. It just means a lot to me.
Right, right. All right, my last question. At the Christophers, who sponsor this show, our motto is, it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness. That when the bad things happen, you have to light a candle and overcome the darkness. So when you hit rough times in your life now, how do you light that candle and move forward? It sounds like you're going to say turn to God, but tell me again, if you know, how do you light that candle to move forward?
I mean, I do. I absolutely do turn to God, but I try to learn from my mistakes even today and try to realize that I am a sinner saved by God's grace. There's only one perfect person that works it. That walk this earth, and it's Jesus Christ. And you know, I can strive to be that way, but ultimately, I'm never going to be that. So, I think learning from my mistakes and helping others is one way for me to get through, other than praying to God and having Him carry me through.
Right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I've been talking to Ashley Smith Robinson. She's the subject of the movie Captive, starring David Oyelowo and Kate Mara. She's also written a book about her experience called Captive, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. Listening to Ashley today actually has reminded me a little bit of the song Amazing Grace, because that's really a kind of Ashley's story. She was saved by grace in this most horrible of circumstances, but God managed to turn it around on her. He managed to save her life, to get her to make the choice to save her life and turn a whole different path over. And I recommend everyone see the movie Captive. I saw it. It was compelling. It was inspiring. And I think it will leave you changed at the end in the same way that Ashley was changed. So check out Captive, the movie. Check out Captive, the book by Ashley Smith Robinson. And Ashley, thanks so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we end today's show, here's a message the Christophers would like to share with you.
No one is too far gone for God. Regardless of how many poor choices you've made, God is still willing to welcome you back with open arms if you sincerely ask for His forgiveness and try to change your ways. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called From Sinners to Saints. It profiles several people who chose to turn their lives around after experiencing God's love and grace. To request your free copy of From Sinners to Saints, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineers for today's show are John Pappas and Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.